Ukraine's 1,500-kilometer strike rewrites the battlefield's outer limits. A Ukrainian drone struck an oil refinery deep inside Russia this past weekend, traveling approximately 1,500 kilometers, roughly the distance from Kiev to Moscow, in what military analysts described as one of the most operationally significant long-range strikes of the more than four-year war. Nearly simultaneously, fires broke out at warehouses belonging to Wildberries, Russia's largest e-commerce platform. Whether the Wildberries fires were connected to Ukrainian operations or separate incidents, the timing compounded the psychological effect on the Russian population. The economic logic of the refinery campaign has been building for over a year. Ukraine has systematically targeted Russia's refining capacity, and the International Energy Agency estimated earlier this year that the strikes had reduced Russian refinery output by between 8 and 12% at peak impact. Every refinery hit squeezes the foreign exchange reserves Moscow must spend importing refined products it would otherwise produce domestically. The technical achievement was equally significant. A 1,500-kilometer drone strike requires sophisticated navigation to thread through layered Russian air defenses, or the exploitation of gaps Ukraine has learned to find, likely both. Industrial infrastructure in Russia's deep interior had historically been considered beyond reach. That assumption is now obsolete. The strike intersected with a separate and uncomfortable story about U.S. defense contractors. Reporting in The Atlantic indicated that Raytheon and Lockheed Martin's primary objection to licensing Patriot missile production to Ukraine is not intellectual property theft, as they have publicly claimed, but market competition. Ukraine has developed a domestic defense manufacturing base under wartime conditions, producing capable systems at dramatically lower cost than American contractors charge. And the contractors reportedly fear Ukraine becoming a future rival in the global arms market. On the Iran front, National Security Advisor Waltz said this week that Tehran's negotiators care primarily about frozen assets rather than ending military strikes. Trump publicly called Iran totally broke, and Tehran accused Washington of a sanctions addiction. The administration appeared to be abandoning military pressure as the primary lever in favor of financial strangulation, a strategy that analysts noted faces a significant historical headwind, given that Iran has spent decades building an economy designed to operate under sanctions. On the margins of both conflicts, Armenia and Azerbaijan jointly nominated Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize, a signal, however improbable, that something durable may be taking hold in a region that was in active armed conflict as recently as 2023.